Another hour to go of phone calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. So make sure you're part of the program. Those of you who have been on hold from last half hour, just hang there. We'll do our best to get to you quickly. And welcome back to Coast, pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Once again, Ben, thank you for helping us out with the incredible information you and Doc provide our listeners.
All changing lives.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You ready for some more calls?
Yes, sir.
Maria in Illinois gets us started. Hello, Maria.
Hey, Maria.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a couple of questions. One was for my dog, and then another one was really important. So I'll start with the one for me first and then the dog. So, in the last 5 months, I've noticed, I never had this problem before, but in the last 5 months, I've been having this really painful locking of my joints and really painful pain in my right elbow, but like my joints, my fingers lock really bad, and I like literally have to take one hand and like physically manually pry my fingers because they curl up.
Got it.
Know what I'm saying?
Yep, that's called tetany. That's not uncommon as we get older, although it sounds like your condition sounds pretty dramatic. A couple things you want to do. First of all, one of the things that happens when our body becomes acidic is we go into this condition called tetany. And so one of the most important things you could do is oxygenate to alkalinize your body. That's where the breathing comes in. So I'd be practicing slow, deep breathing exercises, making sure you're getting enough oxygen and blowing off carbon dioxide to alkalinize your body. You may also want to try a small amount of sodium bicarbonate, baking soda, a teaspoon of baking soda in water, and drinking that quarter teaspoonful of baking soda in water, and drinking that down, not with meals, but after meals. You don't want to neutralize your stomach acid. And that may help alkalinize you a little bit as well. Between oxygen and sodium bicarb, that can raise your pH, and that can help. Secondly, you need some WD-40, nutritional WD-40, and that's your ultimate essential fatty acids. And I'd be doing 9 to 12 capsules a day. If you notice that you have digestive problems or you get gassy or bloaty or just feel uncomfortable, after you take your essential fatty acids, that's a sign that you're not absorbing your fats, and that could be happening as well, in which case you want to make sure that you're taking your ultimate EFAs with your ultimate enzymes, with a little bit of apple cider vinegar, and do it with meals. So you're making sure you're absorbing your fats. Between the WD-40, that is the ultimate EFAs, and the absorption aids, and making sure that you're raising your pH, alkalinizing your body through oxygenation, as well as a little bit of sodium bicarbonate in water, you may notice some relief. Also, you should start doing some stretching exercises to kind of force your fingers and your extremities to stretch out. As we age, we contract. The shriveling accounts for a lot of health misery and a lot of pain. And that's basically what it sounds like, what you're going through, a combination of tetany and shriveling. So making sure that you're alkalinizing and making sure that you're using your WD-40, that is your ultimate essential fatty acids. That's what I suggest for you.
And Maria, what is your question for your dog?
Well, he's really elderly. He's 18 years old, but...
That's a long time.
Yeah, but he's lost pretty much most of his muscle, in his back hind legs.
Don't feed him regular dog food. Are you feeding him? What's he eating?
I did have him on like the prescription dog food.
High protein?
No. It was the prescription dog food, IED low fat for pancreatitis. But the last time he had blood work, which was last fall, they said he didn't really have pancreatitis anymore, so they said that, I could feed him, a little bit more because, like, regular food, just because the prescription dog food was so expensive.
I don't know a lot about dogs, but I can tell you that...
We need Doc for this one,
Doc
Ben.
Doc is a vet. Doc, you need a guy, you need Doc. But I would be thinking that you need more, the animals, you know, dogs are meat eaters. They need more protein. And the foods that dogs and cats eat these days, it's not really quality food. And, there's a big problem with dog diabetes and cat diabetes. And
I didn't know that.
And cat depression, too. And a lot of that has to do with the foods that they're eating.
First-time caller Dave in Florida. Hey, David, go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Thank you, Dave.
I'll get to the point. 59, 185, 5'10". I got Yankee Tangerine 2.5 in front of me, plant minerals, and I received the glucogel and the ultimate EFA, but it says I have a seafood allergy, so I'm like,
I'm sorry, say that again?
What do I do?
He's got a seafood allergy.
The seafood allergy, you'll have a you probably should stay away from the glucogel caps. The glucogel caps are made with something called glucosamine, and the glucosamine is derived from shellfish. Now, it's not so much a seafood allergy as a shellfish allergy. So it's not, those are two different kinds of allergic reactions. Some people are allergic to shrimp and lobster, shellfish, and other people are allergic to fish. Those are seafood allergies. So if you have a seafood allergy, that's not an issue. But if you have a shellfish allergy, then the glucogel caps are probably best avoided.
I have a fish allergy.
Yeah, then you shouldn't have a problem with that.
Well, what about the ultimate EFAs?
The ultimate EFAs, one of the ultimate EFAs contains something that's derived from fish called DHA and EPA. Those are derived from fish.
Those are fish oils, right?
Yes, from fish oils. So you may not have a problem. You could check it out. If you do have an allergic reaction to it, it's not going to be like it's a fatal allergic reaction. You're just not going to feel good. So it's worth a shot.
Can I put a little on my tongue?
What's that?
Could I put a little bit of
product on? Yeah, you put a little bit on your tongue, absolutely. And it's not like it's going to be a fatal allergic reaction. You're just not going to feel good. So, but it's well worth it if you can take it. I'm telling you, the ultimate EFAs are life-transforming for people who have never taken essential fatty acids before, because essential fatty acids
are
so fundamental. Say that again, sir.
I constantly feel like I have a little sciatica in my right calf, and I feel like I'm kind of shrinking, and my neck is always stiff. And it.
Yeah. That's what happens as we get older. The WD-40, I'm telling you, the ultimate EFAs are WD-40 for the joints.
Anything else you can recommend that I'm missing from longevity?
I don't know what kind of health challenges you're dealing with, but the Healthy Start Pack covers all of your bases. And, by the way,
and have them call that number.
And you can also, of course, call Critical Health News, and they can help you too. We were talking about the ultimate EFAs. For folks who are out in the sun, the ultimate EFAs are one of the best ways to protect your skin from wrinkles and from burning.
Interesting. Here's that number, David, 1-855-949-7234. They'll take the time to really talk with you. Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Ben, this is from Gerard in Boca Raton. He says, is baby oil good for your skin, and especially what's good for your lips?
Baby oil is definitely not good for your skin, although it's not necessarily terrible for your skin, but doesn't have any nutritional value. If you want to put an oil on your skin, take a pin and put it in your ultimate EFAs and use essential fatty acids on your skin. But it's still not a good idea to put oil on your skin because the reaction with the sun is going to cause the oils to oxidize and it'll cause your skin to burn. So it's not a good idea to put oil on your skin in general. As far as the dry lips go, the same thing that you want to use for your skin, for dry skin, assuming that's why he's using baby oil, will help your lips, and that is the ultimate EFAs and vitamin A. Ultimate EFAs and vitamin A are nature's natural moisturizers, skin moisturizers, and both of those nutrients are highly deficient in the standard American diet, the so-called SAD or SAD. So if you have dry lips and also, by the way, dry eyes and dry skin, think ultimate EFAs and think vitamin A.
How about hyaluronic acid? I got to always bring that up.
You could not let a show go by without saying highly ironic acid. Yes, hyaluronic acid is a moisturizer in the sense that it holds on to water. So for folks who are dealing with arthritis or joint issues, or for folks who are dealing with dry skin issues or dry eye issues, or for women as they get older, their private parts start to get dry, hyaluronic acid can be very effective, absolutely.
Let's go to Todd, Bellevue, Washington. Thanks, Todd. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Norrie. Happy 20 years, okay? And Dr. Fuchs, pharmacist Fuchs, I would like to ask you, now I'm taking Tangy Tangerine and the Sweeties Project product, and I would like to just throw out quickly a couple theme songs for you guys, Tangerine by Led Zeppelin and the song Gloria by Laura Branigan, where she says, will you marry for the money or will you catch him on the rebound? Okay, now my question is, in conjunction with other products, now everybody has a product line, Anthony Robbins, Alex Jones, you know, Alex Jones wants people to take his caveman, and, you know, he's putting goji berries, and Dr. Gundry, who's Tony Robbins' physician, says, don't eat goji berries, and, you know, Dr. Gundry has olive oil he wants you to buy, and from a special grove in Italy, you know, Dr. Wallach says, no oils, so, I mean...
It's very confusing, right? I can totally relate to what you're saying, and that's why I do what I do, is to try to clear up this confusion. And it is very confusing. So basically, what you want is the reason I love Youngevity's product line so much is because they focus on what they call the Mighty 90 essential nutrients. The Mighty 90 essential nutrients are the vitamins, the minerals, the essential fatty acids, and the amino acids that are the basics for everybody. Every human being needs the Mighty 90 essential nutrients. The word essential means you have to have it. Now, all these other things that you're talking about, they may be good, they may be bad, I don't know the specifics, but they're extraneous. They're extra. They're the icing on the cake. The Mighty 90 essential nutrients, that's the cake. That's the eggs and the flour and the butter that makes the cake. Everything else is the icing on the cake. You got to have a cake first, and that's the Mighty 90 essential nutrients. That's what Youngevity is all about, and this is why Youngevity's been around for 35 years now. Or even more, maybe. The reason it's been around for so long is because they're providing people with the basics. Nothing fancy. Yeah, they have some fancy products, that's true, some fancy formulations. But the core of the Youngevity offering is the Mighty 90 essential nutrients that everybody needs. If you want to go use these other things, that's great, but make sure you're getting the basics, the Mighty 90 essential nutrients, and that's all in the Healthy Start Pack.
What I really like, too, about them, Ben, is their service. They actually care about you as an individual.
Yes. Everybody who works at Youngevity because we want to make a difference in the world. Youngevity attracts people like that. And by the way, if you're out there and you are that kind of person that likes to help people, that wants to be part of the nutritional supplement business, that has benefited from nutritional supplements or your family has benefited from nutritional supplements yourselves, this is an ideal business opportunity. You get to help people, you get to make money, you get to learn how nutrition works. It's a complete win-win-win business opportunity.
And you get your vitamins at wholesale.
And you get your vitamins at the wholesale price, right.
Can't beat that. Mary in New Jersey. Hi, Mary, go ahead.
Hello, George. Hello, Ben. I have a question, two different years, 1987 and 2004. I'm going to ask, my mother went in the hospital, had her gallbladder taken out, and they left all the stones. So she went to another hospital because they left the tube hanging out. They tried to crush all the stones, and she went to another hospital. They went down her throat to take them out. Was there a different way of handling that?
Absolutely.
In the year...
First of all, there's sound waves that they can use to break up stones. But the problem is the stone formation in the first place. What is it that causes stones? And you can have stones, the gallbladder stones, obviously, but you can also have kidney stones.
Not enough water.
Well, that's one problem, absolutely. But basically, it's thick blood. And that one of the ways you can solve that problem is by water. But why does the blood get thick? The blood gets thick because of toxicity, George. In addition to lack of hydration, dehydration is a serious problem. Your point's very well taken. But we've developed toxicity in the blood. This is how we develop all our diseases. Not only stone formation, but also diseases in general are the end result of what's called toxemia, meaning toxic blood. Toxic blood is like, do you remember when the Erie Canal, or the Erie, was it Lake Erie that caught on fire in Cleveland? What was it? Or Lake Cayuga? It was one of the lakes or rivers in Cleveland that caught fire. Remember back in the 60s and 70s when the water was all polluted and it was all clogged?
It's always polluted.
Well, it's better now. In the 60s and 70s, it was pretty bad. That's how our bloodstreams get.
You could walk across it in those days.
Yeah, you could walk across it. We are, George, we're hydrodynamic systems. We're fluid dynamic systems. Our health depends on our fluidity. And as we age, and as the accumulation of toxins builds up in the system, our fluids become clogged. One of the signs of clogged fluids is stones. whether it's kidney stones or tear duct stones or gallstones, all of these are signs that the blood is becoming clogged and dirty. I call it dirty blood. And the cause of dirty blood, the direct cause of dirty blood, is toxicity that gets into the bloodstream through the intestine. This is why food is so important. This is why digestive health supplements like probiotics and fiber are so darn important. And this is why making sure that you're eating less food is so important.
Well done. Next up, let's go to Warren in Marion, Texas. Take it away. Hi, Warren. Thanks for calling.
How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I've got several issues. I want to know if everything is tied into one thing. I've got ringing of the ears.
Yeah.
I've got burning sensations across my shoulder, my lower back, behind my leg. My left leg has tingling in it.
Yeah.
And I've had four stents put in me. I've got COPD. And is something causing all these things?
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. How old are you, can I ask you, sir?
I'm 65.
Okay. So do you have a history? I mean, I'm going to ask you, but I know the answer. Do you have a history of digestive health issues?
Absolutely.
You have to. There's no way you can't. You have to have a history of digestive health issues.
If I do, I don't know it.
You might not know it, but you have to because your body is very, very toxic. And we just talked about dirty blood. What happens when you have dirty blood is the body will attempt to clean the blood out by dumping the toxicity into the soft tissue of the bodies. The connective tissue and the soft tissue are the great dumping grounds of blood toxins. It's kind of like when I was a kid and my mom would tell me to clean up my room, I would shove everything under the bed, and then the room would be clean. The body does the same thing. It shoves everything under the bed, except the bed is the soft tissues of the body. And so it's impossible to have an accumulation of various breakdown and degenerative symptoms like you're describing without first having toxicity in the bloodstream, which is then getting dumped out. Now, the tinnitus, the ringing of the ears, which is absolutely a god-awful condition, and my heart goes out to you, is also caused by toxicity that is leaking out of the blood and creating an inflammatory effect in the ears or in the inner ear. So you can observe the effects of lifestyle changes very quickly if you fast. And this is true for anybody who's dealing with a whole bunch of symptoms the way like you're describing. If you stop eating for a day or even 2 days, or if you can make it for 3 days, you will notice that you feel dramatically better. Now, you have to eat eventually, obviously, but when you eat again, start eating very carefully and notice when certain foods cause flare-ups. This is not just true for the gentleman we're talking to. This is true for anybody out there who's dealing with a whole bunch of different symptoms. You fast for 1 or 2 or even 3 days if you can, and you'll notice that most people notice their symptoms start to resolve. Now, then when you start eating again, you'll pay attention to what kind of foods cause flare-ups and then start eliminating those foods. Now, of course, you also want to make sure you're using your nightly essence and your ultimate enzymes from Longevity. By the way, the ultimate enzymes from Longevity are one of the best things you could do if you're dealing with an autoimmune disease, not only because of the pain relief, but because the ultimate enzymes can help break up proteins that can trigger these autoimmune symptoms. So making sure you're taking care of digestive health, fasting is an incredible, incredible health strategy.
Ben, we're going to take a quick break and come back and take final calls with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to for help and assistance. You can also email Pharmacist Ben Fuchs and Doc Wallach that way as well. And that toll-free number again is 1-855-949-7234. More to come when we come back. Well, we've completed 20 years doing Coast to Coast, so next hour you're all invited to our 20-year anniversary party as we begin year 21. So come aboard. We've got 4 special guests through the night tonight who will be joining us, talking about their times on Coast to Coast. And what we're going to do also is open up the phone lines from the beginning of the hour into next hour, into the hour after that. We're not going to do it in segments. We're going to keep the lines open for the rest of the night for you to participate in the anniversary party. So I'll get ready for that next hour on Coast to Coast. And we're going to come back with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs and take final calls in a moment. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. The website is criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call where there are people there now taking notes. so you call them for help. 1-855-949-7234. Ben Fuchs, you do a great job, Ben. What's new for you on the horizon? Anything?
I'm doing a talk in my lab for folks who are in the Boulder area, in my lab and pharmacy on the 14th with my friend Dr. Taylor Mitchell. So check that you can get more information from Critical Health News. And I'm traveling around. I'll be in Vegas sometime here in the next week or two, going down to Mexico to do some talks. And then I'll be in New Jersey at the end of the month.
All right, let's go to Adam in Valencia, California, on the wild card line. Adam, take it away.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah, first of all, yeah, thank you, George, very much. I love your show, and just you're such a great guest and fantastic interviewer and have such fascinating people on. So thank you so much for that.
And, thank you, Adam.
Yeah, Ben, partly when I was calling tonight is because George did ask such a great question to you about why you do what you do, and you had mentioned about the gratification you get and just your passion for helping skin people with skin issues. And my daughter is a teenager who actually has, you know, pretty extreme acne and has for a few years now, and it's just really she's gone through a lot of the various medications that you know prescribed by dermatologists and tried natural ways and this and that, but altogether just not having good results. And so I was just inspired to call and kind of on her behalf and see what your thoughts are on ways to maybe help with that.
I'm so glad you called. Acne can be so debilitating. It could be psychologically scarring for the rest of a child.
Well, and embarrassing for the kid.
Embarrassing. It can have long-term effects. It's not life-threatening, obviously, but number one, it can be psychologically debilitating, and number two, if you don't correct the problems, it can get worse as the child gets older and as the child gets into adulthood. So the most important thing to understand about acne is not all lesions on the face represent the disease acne. And the reason this is important, because there's a lot of kids out there who are getting treated with acne topical products like benzoyl peroxide and Retin-A, and even on prescription drugs like Accutane and antibiotics, and they don't have acne. Because, unfortunately, the world of dermatology treats all breakouts on the face as acne. So the first thing you want to do, and the first thing I want to ask you, is where are the breakouts located on the child's face? What part of the face are they located on? The middle, the side?
He's hung up.
Oh, he's already hung up. Okay. Yeah. So if he's listening, or anybody out there, you want to distinguish breakouts in the middle of the face, in what's called the T-zone area, from breakouts on the side of the face, in the cheek, from breakouts in the chin area and around the mouth. Those are three different types of breakouts, and they need to be treated in three different ways. Breakouts along the middle of the face, that's called androgenic, that means male hormone acne. Those need to be treated with things like vitamin A and zinc, especially. Those are the two most important nutrients. In fact, everybody should just be taking vitamin A and zinc. Jevy's got a great product called the Ultimate Zinc and Zinc FX. You can get zinc is phenomenally important for the skin, along with a lot of other things.
And it beats off viruses too.
Immune system. Remember, you couldn't get zinc when that whole virus thing was happening. It was out of stock everywhere because people knew how important it was for the immune system. But it's incredibly important for the skin, especially for acne, and also vitamin A. Now, the ones on the side of the face, those are so tragic to me, George, because there are kids out there who are getting treated like they have the acne, the androgenic acne problem, when all they have is a food problem. Acne on the sides of the face, that is, and I don't want to say acne, breakouts on the sides of the face, the cheek area especially, are a classic, I mean classic sign of food intolerances and sometimes food allergies. Gluten can be an issue, beans can be an issue. Soy can be an issue, dairy can be an issue, eggs can be an issue. And the thing about this kind of acne, George, is as soon as you eliminate the food problem, the acne disappears or the lesions disappear. As soon as you eliminate the food problem, that also helps to get on the nightly essence and the ultimate enzymes and all the wonderful digestive support products that Youngevity has, the Daily Digest. But getting rid of the foods makes those lesions disappear. And there are kids who have gone their entire youth up until they're 18 or 19, before they realize, hey, every time I eat the pizza, I get the breakouts. So you can do so much good by getting kids to understand the relationship between the foods they eat and those breakouts on the sides of the face. Then there are the breakouts around the mouth area. Those breakouts around the mouth area, again, get treated like acne. It's called periorbital acne, technically. But those are digestive health issues that involve stomach acidity. and that means you need to start acidifying the contents of the stomach as you're eating meals. The Ultimate Enzymes will do that for you. Apple cider vinegar with your meals will do that as well. And then sometimes women will get breakouts along the sides of their face right around the time of the month, maybe the week before they get their periods or during, on the sides of the face. Those can be treated with the Ultimate EFAs. Those are an estrogenic issue and an inflammatory issue, and using the Ultimate EFAs are wonderfully anti-inflammatory. Those are four different types of skin diseases, all of which, unfortunately, get treated the same way, and this accounts for a lot of dissatisfaction and a lot of failed protocols.
Next up, Thomas in La Jolla, California. Hi, Tom.
Hi, George. Happy 20 years.
Thank you, sir.
Ben Fuchs, thank you for your information
that
you give to Coast to Coast. My question is best practices recommended for avoiding colorectal cancer and colorectal malignancies. And I'm on Yongevity. I really like it. And but also, I was wondering, is caloric restriction, like, say, eating one meal a day, not, you know, tying up your internal organs with digesting food 24 hours a day?
Tom, you're so smart.
How important is that?
That's incredibly. George, your listeners are amazing.
Yes, they are.
That's exactly right, Tom. It really comes down to this. Do you want to spend your precious nutritional resources and biochemical resources digesting your food or building muscle or on brain function or on growth and repair and anti-aging? It's really that simple. The choice is, do we want to spend our nutritional and biochemical resources on processing food or on living life? The less you eat, the longer you live. And one of the great strategies for practicing, as Tom pointed out, caloric restriction is to pick a 4 or 5 hour period during the day when you're going to eat and don't eat other than that. So you say, I'm only going to eat between 12 and 4, or I'm only going to eat between 12 and 6. And the rest of that time is time not only that your body can conserve its precious resources, but caloric restriction does something else very interesting. It activates a process in the body called autophagy, or autophagy, some people say, which is basically self-cleaning. When we don't eat, when we don't have food in our digestive system, our body self-cleans, much like if you run your dishwasher without any dishes in it. It will self-clean. Or if you run a blender without any food in it, it'll self-clean. And that's what happens when you practice caloric restriction. Not only do you conserve your precious resources, nutritional and biochemical resources, for anti-aging and growth and repair and all the fun stuff, but you also allow your body to have time to clean itself out. And then on top of everything else, as Tom pointed out, it's wonderful for the intestine, because the less you put in your intestine, the healthier your intestine is going to be.
Let's go to Jeremy in North Dakota. Hello there, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hello, Ben. 19 years and 27 days ago, I was in a near-fatal auto accident. Immediately, I was in a coma for 2.5 months. I was told I had a severe traumatic brain injury. I was at a Walmart about 15 years ago, waiting for the bus to come pick me up. And there was a man smoking a cigarette. And I had a thought that I used to like that, and I asked him to bum one. Well, he let me have one, and I noticed a great increase in sensation of the nerves in my left side.
Yeah.
Does nicotine have an impact on your...
It's not necessarily the nicotine, although nicotine does that. You know, nicotine is insect repellent. It's a pesticide, nicotine. It's used to control pests. So nicotine is extremely, extremely toxic. If you were to eat the cigarettes that you smoke, you would die. The fact that we smoke them puts a little bit slower release nicotine, but if you eat that same amount of nicotine, it will kill you. So yes, nicotine's a problem. But really what you were experiencing was a lack of oxygen. What happens when you smoke cigarettes is the carbon monoxide from the burning replaces the oxygen, and your body goes through a hypoxic or a low oxygen state, and that can account for that inflammatory pain. So you're probably experiencing a lack of oxygen. although the nicotine and the tar are horrible. There's very few things that you could do on a regular basis to destroy your health that are worse than smoking.
Final text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Hey, Ben from Nancy in Dallas. Please have Ben take us through a full typical day and what he eats.
Oh, no.
There you go.
We don't have enough time.
Yeah, sometimes people ask that, but I don't feel uncomfortable telling you because I don't want people to think they should do what I do. Everybody has to have their own formula. We're all individuals, and there's biochemical specificities that need to be acknowledged and addressed. Within parameters, everybody needs vitamin C, everybody needs the Mighty 90 essential nutrients, everybody needs certain things. But after that, everybody has to have their own kind of recipe or formula. Personally, what I do, and this is me, and I'm not saying this is what everybody should do, is I do a smoothie every day with protein and egg and my essential fatty acids and a bunch of other nutrients. I try to do cruciferous vegetables every single day. And for protein, I'll usually do fish or some kind of seafood, and then once in a rare while, I'll do meat.
Good for you, Ben. Next up, we've got Bob, the Big Island of Hawaii. Hello, Robert. Go ahead.
Hey, Robert.
Hi, George. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I was wondering if you had any advice for someone with Parkinson's, because I have had Parkinson's for the last few years, and I'm on carbidopa levodopa.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of things you could do. First of all, you got to make sure that you're working on digestive health. I've been saying this for years, but now it's being proven in studies. If you understand biochemistry, you don't have to wait for studies. But now it's being proven with studies. There is an intimate, powerful connection between the digestive system, the gut, and Parkinson's disease. So working, and this is obvious to anybody who understands how the body's put together, but now there's studies, all kinds of studies that are verifying that. So you got to really work on food intolerances, food allergies, eliminating problem foods, and then getting on all the digestive support supplements, the ultimate enzymes, the nightly essence, the daily digest, all of the things we talked about today. Apple cider vinegar with meals helps activate the ultimate enzymes. And then it's very helpful to practice slow, deep breathing when you're getting those tremors. A lot of those tremors are due to a lack of oxygen at the local level, and making sure that you're oxygenating can help. And then activating the relaxation nervous system by getting in a warm bath can also help reduce the tremors of Parkinson's disease. Very few people, for folks who have tremors, you should know that very few people will have tremors when they're taking a bath. And that's a very important point that people should be wondering about and asking about. And the reason is that when you're in a warm bath, your body's relaxation nervous system kicks in. Tremors are caused by contractions and activation of the stress nervous system.
Yeah, but do they come right back when you get out of the tub?
Yes, they will come back. Yeah. But you can demonstrate how important it is to relax the body if you are dealing with any kind of shakiness or tremors or palsy issues.
Can you have tremors and not have Parkinson's disease?
Absolutely. There's all kinds of tremor conditions. It's basically a sign of acidity, lack of oxygen, and toxicity in the blood, in addition to an activation of the sympathetic or the stress nervous system.
Does it emanate from the brain?
It can emanate from the brain. That's what Parkinson's is. But it can also be local as well. It could be a lack of oxygen that's getting to the extremities or the local area that's experiencing the tremors.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to, the phone number to call. You call them anytime you want, by the way, 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO.
Yeah.
And you can email Ben. And Ben, you do get back to people?
We love emails. Ben, you can email health@criticalhealthnews.com and just ask for pharmacist Ben. Or also, you should also tell folks, George, if you want to be part of the Critical Health News team, make sure that you put that in your email as well, that you want to participate as part of the Critical Health News team and be a distributor.
Get your products wholesale that way.
And get your products wholesale and enjoy the tax benefits, too. There's tax write-offs that you can enjoy.
Well, that's pretty novel, Ben.
Yes, it's great.
I've
been doing it since 1998, George, 25.
It's a long time. We will see you in 6 weeks, friend.
Congratulations, George, on 20 years. You're doing such beautiful, beautiful work, and I'm a big fan.
Well, we're going to have some fun with the party, so listen in, okay?
I will be listening in. God bless. Take care.
All right. It's pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. He and Doc Wallach rotate every 3 weeks. So in 3 weeks, Doc Wallach will be back. In a moment, we begin our 20th anniversary party. You're invited, so come aboard and have some fun.